From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, November 6th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Democratic Representative Jared Golden said Wednesday that he is preparing for another two-year term representing Maine's 2nd congressional district. But as Kevin Miller reports, Republican challenger Austin Terrio isn't conceding Tuesday's race and might request a recount.
Golden has been maintaining a lead over Terrio since early Wednesday morning. Speaking to the media in the afternoon, Golden said that any viable path for Terrio had closed and noted that the Bangor Daily News and its election partner had called the race for him.
So I'm here to declare victory. Anyone who's observed this race knows that this was my toughest election yet. Across the country, no Democrat has withstood stronger headwinds from the top of the ticket, the pundits, or the organized opposition.
Terrio's campaign didn't hold any media events on Wednesday. But in a statement, campaign spokesman Priya Samsandar said the race remains too close to call and is well within the margin for a state-funded recount. As of Wednesday afternoon, the Associated Press had yet to formally declare a winner in the 2nd District or in nearly 50 other races across the country that will ultimately decide which party will control the U.S. House of Representatives for the next 2 years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Angus King has won re-election to a third term in the U.S. Senate. King, an independent who caucuses with Democrats, says he'll focus on bipartisanship when he returns to Washington.
I believe now more than ever it's going to be more important for people to be able to work together. One of my colleagues this morning in a conversation said this is the time when small groups of us are going to have to try to get together to solve problems. So that's exactly what I intend to do.
The 80-year-old senator was declared the winner today with a nearly 20-point lead in a four-way race and was able to avoid a ranked choice voting runoff. His closest challenger, Republican Demi Kazunas, garnered 34% of the vote. Control of the Maine legislature is still unclear as votes continue to be counted, but as Steve Missler reports, Senate Democrats have declared that they've retained control of the upper chamber.
Democrats currently control both the House and Senate and have done so throughout Governor Janet Mills' 6 years in office. But the party's trifecta was in doubt as votes were still being counted Wednesday afternoon. The GOP needed to flip 5 seats in the Senate and 9 in the House to gain control of either chamber. But Democrats appeared poised to hold their majority in the 35-member Senate after races were called in 12 seats and they led in at least 6 others. The picture in the House was a lot murkier. Flipping control of either chamber would be a major victory for the GOP, which has been largely marginalized in recent budget negotiations and unable to stop Democratic programs like paid family leave, an expansion of abortion rights, and a modest overhaul of Maine's gun laws. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine voters have rejected a proposal to change the state flag. Caitlin Badayan has more.
Question 5 asked voters to change Maine's current state flag, the state seal on a blue background, to the 1901 design, often called the pine tree flag. But that won't stop many Mainers who prefer the pine tree flag, says David Martucci, former president of the North American Vexillological Association.
And a lot of people are still going to prefer that over the blue flag with the state coat of arms on it. I don't think that's going to change. Obviously, it wasn't a majority of the voters, but that's the way politics works sometimes.
Martucci says he will continue to fly his pine tree flag and that the issue may come up again in the future. He says he thinks confusion over the cost of changing flags may have been a reason that many residents voted against the change. The Associated Press called the ballot question Wednesday afternoon, reporting 55% of voters against changing the flag and 45% in favor. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badayan.
Although the results are not official, Maine voters appear to have passed Question 2, a ballot measure authorizing a bond of $25 million for investment in research, development, and commercialization in industries with ties to Maine's economy. Patrick Woodcock is president and CEO of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce.
We are excited to put this money to work for the Maine economy, distribute it to Maine Chamber members, other businesses, of an opportunity to invest in their communities.
With about 85% of the vote counted, question two looks like it will pass with roughly 55% of the vote. Maine voters have approved borrowing $30 million to build and maintain trails across the state. Peter McGuire has more.
Supporters say the first ever Maine Trails bond will provide badly needed investment for outdoor paths. More people than ever are getting out on trails, but there's been very little public money put towards their upkeep or expansion. And Steve Kasachik with the Outdoor Sports Institute in Millinocket says heavier rainstorms and other extreme weather have left some trails in disarray.
So all of those things just combined are just hammering our trails. So, you know, we do have a lot of trails across the state that really do need some help.
The bond will provide $7.5 million a year in competitive state grants to towns, organizations, and clubs. Funding can be spent to design, maintain, and construct motorized, non-motorized, and multi-use trails. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Peter McGuire.
Election results from Sagadahoc County are unofficial, but in the closely watched race for sheriff, Sergeant Aaron Schofield has conceded to his boss, incumbent Sheriff Joel Mary. The Associated Press is also calling the race in Mary's favor. Susan Sharon reports.
In an early morning post on Facebook, Schofield wrote that he could safely say he lost his bid for sheriff. He thanked his supporters and congratulated Mary. He also wrote that he is considering legal action against the commission that investigated the Lewiston mass shooting and the governor. Schofield and the sheriff's office faced heavy criticism for failing to remove the gunman's weapons 6 weeks before the attacks that killed 18 people. Governor Janet Mills said Schofield was part of a, quote, colossal failure of human judgment for not stopping the gunman despite multiple warnings that he posed a threat. Schofield and Mary have defended their actions, saying they were not provided enough information to take the gunman into protective custody and to pursue an order to remove his weapons under Maine's yellow flag law. Mary said in a text that he is honored to have served as sheriff for 16 years and honored to continue the work. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
Voters in Portland have approved changes to the city's emergency minimum wage ordinance. Under a previous referendum approved by voters 4 years ago, non-remote workers in Portland received 1.5 times the minimum wage during any state of emergency. Now the boost in hazard pay for Portland workers will only apply when city officials declare an emergency, not the governor. Quincy Hensel, president and CEO of the Portland Chamber of Commerce, says the new referendum should help with situations like this past winter, when an emergency was declared for storms that didn't severely impact the city.
We heard from a lot of restaurant owners when that happened, as well as child care providers, because the child care providers, the wages they had to pay increased 1.5 times, yet they couldn't charge families more money.
Voters also approved changes to Portland's short-term supply rental policy, which includes new requirements for owners and a lower cap on the number of non-owner-occupied units in the city. Bar Harbor residents rejected a proposal to replace the town's 1,000-person cap for cruise ship visitors. Residents were asked to repeal the 2-year-old ordinance and replace it with a higher daily visitor limit and a different enforcement mechanism. Valerie Peacock, chair of the town council, says she feels offering an alternative was the right choice, but residents have made it clear they support the stricter cap.
So I think we did what I think is the right thing to do, to come up with an alternative and to put it out there. And now we have an answer and we can move forward from there.
Just 63 votes decided the race, with 1,776 residents voting against the measure and more than 1,700 in favor. The results mean the ordinance will stay in place, although it still faces several legal challenges. And that's today's news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz at 5 a.m. for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.